With a couple of $1,000s in his pocket, Councilmember Andy Bierman drove his VW to Park City in 1995 and hasn't left. Having met his wife while working at the Treasure Mountain Inn, Bierman says he hasn't looked back.
Well, I think I've sort of come up and grown up through Park City. I've been active in a lot of things in the community. I've run a restaurant, a hotel, a retail store. I'm a business owner. I'm a property owner. And feel like I've, in particular, the last 10 years, have been very active in community issues. First as an activist for environmental and small business causes, and in the last 6 years on city council.
Bierman is halfway through his second term as a member of the Park City Council, but believes he can serve the community even better as mayor.
The mayor plays a pivotal role in that they set the tone, they set the agenda, and ideally the mayor is a coalition builder on the council. They work to build alignment between the council and the community and the city staff, and that's a role that I think is a natural fit for me, and it's a particularly exciting time right now. The 6 years I've been on council, I would say the last 2 years, we've gained a lot of momentum. We have great alignment right now with the community. After years of doing engagement and studies, we're finally kind of done talking about a lot of this stuff and taking action.
Bierman explains why he changed the theme of his last campaign, People, Planet, Profit, to People, Planet, Park City.
It's People, Planet, Park City is still in the background. The profit element, 4 years ago, we were coming out of the recession, and there was a lot of talk about how do we build a more resilient economy here. And it's always a reality, whether it's in city government or overall in the community. You have to have a healthy economy to do many of the great things we do. Right now, though, I think things have flipped. We've become a little bit of a victim of our success. 20 years of booming economy and growth is really starting to overwhelm our community. So I think the focus needs to be squarely on community. So I've dropped that as an element of my campaign. Doesn't mean it doesn't still need to be monitored. We still need to be fiscally responsible at the city. And we still need to make sure that the community has a healthy economy.
When it comes to special events, the city, he says, is stuck between a rock and a hard place.
We created a citizens event committee to look at all these events and give council some feedback. And what we've gotten from them is they're very split. Many of the citizens want the events because we each have our favorites. You may not want Tour Utah, but I may love it, for example. Each person has a different event they love. And then I think 85% of our events are fundraisers for our nonprofits in town. And we all love and support our nonprofits. And if we pull away their main fundraisers, it's problematic. So it's not a simple thing to address. I think we're getting very aggressive right now on the mitigation of those events, particularly the one on the downtown. We're trying to figure out how we can get the traffic out of the neighborhoods, further restrict things, and address the big elements of it. Ultimately, I do think we will have to scale back and certainly start saying no to events, maybe even remove a few.
In addition to transportation, affordable housing is a critical priority for the city. As a result, some have questioned the city's decision to get into the real estate and development business.
Yes and no. I think the city has changed our posture and we've gotten more aggressive in terms of directly taking on some of our community needs. The free market is just out of control here, and there is no way anybody that is middle class or working class can move to Park City and live in Park City. So we're seeing all of our essential service workers, our teachers, our police, our nonprofit heads, our business managers, they can't live here anymore. So the city has stepped in and taken a more aggressive role with our housing program. And we really view that as community building. Otherwise, we are just an aging community that's switching over to entirely second homes, which at the end of the day is not going to be complete or authentic. So we feel like we've had to step in.
We asked Bierman if the city is trying to run a municipality or acting as an independent business.
I don't think we're trying to directly compete with our businesses. I think sometimes that happens. I've seen that actually as a, there are points in my past where I've, as a business owner, had conflicts with the city on that. So it's something I'm sensitive about. The Imperial Inn was an example. I was trying to purchase that then, and I were when the city bought it out from under us, and we were disappointed. And the city had a very specific purpose at the time and a reason why they did it. So I guess the long and short is we need to be sensitive not to step on the free market too much.
As for why residents should vote for him, Bierman had this to say.
As I've said before, I'm deeply rooted and embedded in this community, have been incredibly active for over a decade. I am prepared for the job. I've spent 6 years on hand through thousands of hours of meetings. I know all the players. I've proven effective in the role, and I have the support of the council. So I think I'm ready to hit it day one. And if you do feel some urgency that we need to address our critical priorities in this community and protect our small town, I think I'm the best person for that job.
I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.